You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have you ever looked at someone winning in life, in business, in health, and thought, how do they do it so effortlessly? How do they keep showing up day after day without crashing? Like setbacks don't shake them, like motivation never runs out, like they're wired with something special. It's tempting to think they're built differently, that maybe they have access to something you don't, better genetics, more resources, easier paths. But if you really peel back the curtain, what separates those who rise from those who remain stuck isn't talent. It isn't timing. It's consistency.
They laughed when you started. They whispered when you struggled. They doubted every move you made. But the beautiful thing about silence, it doesn't mean nothing's happening. It means everything is being built behind closed doors. And by the time they see you shine, it'll be too late for them to catch up. When you work in silence, you create a sense of mystery and power.
You are powerful beyond measure. But the problem is you try to measure. You try to measure how powerful you really are, and you always come up short. You always come up short because that's not the true answer. You don't think that you could do anything about your life, but you can do everything about your life. It's your life. So you're a man child when you think that it's other people's fault for why you're not where you're supposed to be at. Number two, you're a man child if you don't know how to handle yourself emotionally.
You know what separates extraordinary people from ordinary people? It's not talent. It's not luck. It's not circumstances. It's their ability to control their minds when everyone else is losing control of theirs. Your mind is either your greatest asset or your worst enemy. There's no middle ground here. It's either working for you or it's working against you. And here's what most people don't understand. If you're not actively controlling your mind, then your mind is controlling you. I learned this lesson the hard way, just like most valuable lessons in life. I was 25 years old, broke, and wondering why my life wasn't working out the way I wanted it to. I had dreams, I had desires, I had plans, but somehow nothing was happening the way I thought it should. And then one day, a mentor of mine asked me a simple question that changed my life forever. He said, "Jim, what's going on up there?" And he pointed to his head. That question hit me like a lightning bolt.
Not loud effort once in a while. Not random sprints of energy, but quiet, disciplined, unshakable repetition. The kind most people never notice. They're not chasing applause. They're not waiting to feel inspired. They simply do the work, even when the results seem invisible. And here's the part nobody likes to admit. Most people know what they need to do, but they don't do it long enough to see the payoff. They get excited for a week, maybe two. Then something interrupts them. A distraction, a doubt, a delay. And just like that, the fire fades. The effort stops. The cycle repeats. Let me ask you this, and be honest with yourself. How many times have you told yourself, this time will be different, only to give up halfway? How many early mornings, diet plans, study schedules, business goals, or fitness routines have you started? Only to watch them fade into nothing? You don't lack the desire. You don't lack the goal. What you're missing is rhythm. that beat of repetition that transforms effort into habit and habit into results.
You don't owe the world an explanation for your ambition. Talking too much about your goals opens the door for doubt, criticism, envy, and unnecessary pressure. Silence gives you freedom. It gives you space to evolve without the eyes of judgment slowing you down. Every move you make becomes more intentional because you're not performing for anyone. You're not posting your late night grind sessions. You're not announcing your next big step. You're just doing it. When people don't know what you're up to, they can't sabotage you. They can't copy your blueprint. They can't inject fear into your mind with their weak opinions. You stay focused because there are no distractions. Silence is your shield. It protects your process. It keeps your power compact and undiluted. Every hour of silent work you put in builds tension like a spring being compressed. You're becoming sharper, stronger, more dangerous, and no one sees it coming. This world is addicted to noise. Everyone's trying to be seen. They want applause before they've earned it. They want to broadcast every inch of progress like it makes them superior. But here's the truth. Loud people are often the weakest. They overcompensate. They confuse noise with strength. Real power doesn't shout, it whispers and lets results echo. The ones who move in silence are the ones who dominate when it counts. Because while others are wasting energy on validation, you're stacking wins behind closed doors.
We gotta be more mature. We gotta have a more mature approach. We have to. Being emotionally mature will save you from a lot of those situations. Being emotionally mature will help you when times are tough. That's very important. What really separates a boy from a man is that boys don't really know how to control their emotions. So they cry, you know, they cry a lot. You know, they throw tantrums. That's what I mean when I say cry. Because if you a grown man and you crying, that's okay. Especially if you alone, you at home, you going through a tough time. That's okay, bro. But you're not supposed to be crying every day, all day. You're not supposed to be throwing tantrums every day, all day like little boys do. We got to find a way to, okay, we cry. All right, then we got to keep going. But with boys, they stop and they throw tantrums. They throw tantrums. Because you didn't get your way. Well, understand that life is not fair and you may never get your way, but you still got to keep on going. You still got to keep on going. So emotional intelligence is highly important. And understanding that you're responsible for your life is highly important. What else makes you a man child? You're a man child if you chase comfort versus fulfillment. Babies want to be comfortable. They want to be comforted. They want kisses. They want love. You have to understand as a man, you might not get that, bro. It might be a lonely season for you.
What was going on up there? What was happening in my mind every single day? I started paying attention, and what I found shocked me. My mind was like a wild horse running in every direction except the one I wanted to go. One minute I was excited about my goals, the next minute I was worried about my bills. One moment I felt confident, the next moment I was filled with doubt. My mind was all over the place, and I wasn't driving the bus. Here's what I want you to understand. Your mind is the control center of your entire life. Everything starts there. Your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. It all starts with what's happening between your ears. But most people treat their minds like a garbage dump. They let any old thought wander in and make itself at home. They listen to negative people all day long. They watch depressing news. They read trashy magazines. They fill their minds with junk, and then they wonder why their lives are junk. You cannot put garbage in and expect gold to come out. It doesn't work that way. Your mind is like a garden. You can plant flowers or you can let weeds grow. But here's the thing about gardens. Something is always growing. If you don't plant flowers, weeds will grow automatically. Weeds don't need any help. They grow all by themselves. But flowers need attention. They need care. They need the right conditions. Same thing with your mind. Now, I'm not talking about some magical thinking here. I'm talking about practical reality. When your mind is focused on solutions, you find solutions. When your mind is focused on opportunities, you see opportunities. When your mind is focused on possibilities, possibilities show up. But when your mind is focused on problems, all you see are problems. When your mind is focused on what's wrong, that's all you notice. Your mind finds whatever you tell it to look for. Here's another thing I learned. An uncontrolled mind will cost you everything. It will cost you your relationships because you'll be moody and unpredictable. It will cost you your finances because you'll make emotional decisions instead of smart decisions. It will cost you your health because you'll be stressed and anxious all the time. It will cost you your dreams because you'll give up at the first sign of difficulty. I've seen brilliant people fail miserably because they couldn't control their thinking.
Consistency isn't some glamorous magic trick. It doesn't shout, it doesn't shine. It's the silent builder, the patient craftsman, the invisible engine behind every lasting success. And the most powerful truth? Nobody is born consistent. You become it. You build it. You train for it. Just like strength, just like skill. It's earned, not inherited. Champions don't rely on being in the mood. They rely on structure. They don't skip when it gets tough. They tighten up. They don't always feel like it, but they always find a way to do it. That's the mindset you need to build, not for show, not for quick wins, but because your future is too important to keep starting over. So maybe it's time to stop asking, why can't I stay consistent? And start asking, what systems am I building that make quitting easier than continuing? What if the problem isn't your ability, but your approach? The answers are already in you. You just need to learn how to unlock them. And it starts by shifting your perspective. This is no longer about motivation. It's about identity. Who do you become when it's hard? When no one is cheering? When no one notices? Consistency builds champions not by making things easier, but by making you tougher. The choice is in front of you. Keep starting from zero, or start building from the inside out. Which path will you take?
But the silent ones, they don't care who's watching. They're too busy building, too focused on execution. They're the ones who suddenly appear at the top while everyone else is still explaining their plans. Silence also builds internal strength. When you stop needing external recognition, you become self-driven. You rely on discipline instead of praise. That's when you become dangerous. You're not feeding off applause, you're feeding off your own fire. And that fire doesn't go out just because no one's clapping. In fact, it burns hotter, stronger, because you're doing it for you, not for approval. In silence, you sharpen your craft. You fix your flaws without the world watching you bleed. You fall, get up, adapt, evolve, and nobody knows how close you were to giving up, but you didn't. And when you show up with the win, they won't understand how you did it. That confusion, that shock, that's the reward. That's the payoff of keeping your mouth shut and your head down. Power comes from control. Control your environment. Control your emotions. Control your mouth. Let your silence do the heavy lifting. And when the time comes to strike, they won't be ready. Success is the best revenge because it renders all criticism, doubt, and negativity powerless. When people doubt you, talk behind your back, or try to bring you down, the natural reaction is to defend yourself, to fight back with words. But words rarely change minds. People believe what they see, and nothing proves your worth, your grind, and your strength like undeniable success. When you rise, when you win, when you walk into the room as a living example of discipline and results, it shuts everyone up. That's the kind of revenge that lasts. It's not about hurting others. It's about elevating yourself so high that their opinions no longer matter. People will try to box you in. They'll tell you you're not smart enough, not strong enough, not connected enough. They'll remind you of your failures, laugh at your dreams, and act like your goals are just fantasies. That's their limit talking, not yours. But here's the trick. Don't respond. Don't justify. Don't try to prove anything with noise. Just work. Let them believe whatever they want. That belief becomes their weakness. Because while they waste time talking, you're turning every insult into fuel. You're taking every bit of doubt and turning it into drive. And when your success finally hits, it becomes a mirror that forces them to face their own mediocrity. Revenge through success is clean. It's efficient. It keeps you focused on the one thing that truly matters: results. Getting into arguments, explaining yourself, defending your hustle, none of that builds anything. It just drains your energy. But when you...
Message and data rates may apply. Or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pour that energy into action, into grinding, into creating something undeniable. You take control. You flip the power dynamic. They no longer have power over your name, your image, or your story. You control the narrative now, not with words, but with proof. Proof they can't ignore, proof they can't deny, and proof they can't touch.
And I've seen average people achieve extraordinary things because they learn to master their minds. The difference isn't talent. The difference isn't luck. The difference isn't background or education. The difference is mental discipline. Most people live their entire lives on mental autopilot. They react to whatever happens to them. Something good happens, they feel good. Something bad happens, they feel bad. They're like a leaf blowing in the wind, going wherever the wind takes them. They're not in control of their emotional state. They're not in control of their mental state. They're just reacting to life instead of creating life. But here's what successful people understand. You don't have to be a victim of your circumstances. You don't have to be a victim of your emotions. You don't have to be a victim of your thoughts. You can learn to choose your thoughts. You can learn to direct your mind. You can learn to control your mental and emotional state. The first step is awareness. You have to become aware of what's going on in your mind. Most people are so busy reacting to life that they never stop to notice what they're thinking about. They're on mental autopilot, and they don't even know it. But you can't change what you're not aware of. Start paying attention to your thoughts. Notice what you think about first thing in the morning. Notice what you think about throughout the day. Notice what you think about before you go to bed. Are your thoughts helping you or hurting you? Are they moving you toward your goals or away from your goals? Are they making you stronger or weaker? Here's what I discovered. Most people's minds are full of mental junk. They're worried about things that might never happen. They're angry about things that happened years ago. They're frustrated about things they can't control. They're spending their mental energy on everything except what matters most. Your mind has limited capacity. You can only think about so many things at once. So if your mind is full of worry, doubt, fear, and negative thinking, there's no room for the thoughts that could actually help you. There's no room for creative thinking. There's no room for solution thinking. There's no room for opportunity thinking. But when you clean up your mental diet, when you start controlling what goes into your mind, everything changes. When you stop feeding your mind mental junk food and start feeding it mental nutrition, your whole life transforms. Think about it this way. You wouldn't eat garbage and expect to be healthy, would you? Of course not. But most people are feeding their minds garbage every single day and wondering why they feel terrible. Your mind needs good nutrition just like your body does. What kind of books are you reading? What kind of music are you listening to? What kind of conversations are you having? What kind of TV shows are you watching? What kind of websites are you visiting? All of this is mental food. And just like physical food, mental food either makes you stronger or weaker.
Number one, clarity before consistency. You can't stay consistent with something if you don't even know why you're doing it. Most people aren't lazy, they're just unclear. They chase vague goals with fuzzy intentions, then wonder why nothing sticks. The truth is, you can't hit a target you can't see. Before you build momentum, you need a mission. Ask yourself, what exactly am I trying to achieve? Why does it deeply matter? What would my life feel like if I followed through for the next 6 months? No breaks, no excuses. Can you visualize that version of yourself? Get specific. I want to be better means nothing unless you define what better looks like. Better in what way? By when? What does success actually look like in your mind? Champions don't wander. They walk with intention. And when your why is deeply rooted, your how becomes automatic. The more precise your vision, the more disciplined your action. So grab your goals, hold them up to the light, and ask, are these crystal clear or just hopeful wishes? Because without clarity, you're just moving in circles, and circles never lead forward. Number two, design habits that make quitting hard. If your consistency depends on motivation, you're building on sand. It won't hold when storms hit. Motivation is emotional. It's here today and gone tomorrow. That's why champions don't depend on inspiration. They depend on systems. They build routines so sturdy that showing up becomes the default, not the decision. Start embarrassingly small. One page, five push-ups, 2 minutes of silence. Your ego will say it's not enough. Ignore it. Simplicity scales. Ask yourself, is my current routine designed to survive bad days? Can I still show up when I'm exhausted, frustrated, or overwhelmed? Don't just design a routine for the best version of you. Build one for the worst version too. Tie your habits to existing anchors in your day. Make the action so automatic it feels strange not to do it. You don't need a perfect schedule. You need a powerful rhythm. One that turns effort into identity. That's how consistency wins. Not with force, but with flow. Number three, master the art of showing up. Here's the truth. Some days you won't feel like it. You'll be tired, stressed, unmotivated, distracted, discouraged. That's where most people fold. They believe their feelings are facts. But champions understand something different. Action isn't a feeling, it's a habit. They don't wait to feel ready. They honor the commitment even when conditions aren't ideal.
I started asking myself better questions, and that changed everything. Instead of asking, why does this always happen to me? I started asking, what can I learn from this? Instead of asking, why is life so hard? I started asking, how can I get better at handling challenges? Instead of asking, why don't I have what I want? I started asking, what do I need to do to earn what I want? The quality of your questions determines the quality of your life. Poor questions give you poor answers, but good questions give you good answers. Your mind is like a computer. It will give you exactly what you program it to look for. If you ask it to look for problems, it will find problems. If you ask it to look for solutions, it will find solutions. Most people ask terrible questions all day long. Why me? What if this doesn't work? What if I fail? What will people think? These questions program your mind to find evidence for all your fears and doubts. But successful people ask better questions. How can I make this work? What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? What's the opportunity here? What can I learn from this? Here's another powerful strategy I learned. You must control your mental diet just like you control your physical diet. Every single day, you're feeding your mind thousands of thoughts, ideas, images, and concepts. Most people are completely unconscious about what they're putting into their mind. They'll spend 30 minutes reading labels at the grocery store to make sure they're eating healthy food, but they'll spend hours filling their minds with mental junk without giving it a second thought. Your mental diet consists of everything you expose your mind to, the books you read, the conversations you have, the music you listen to, the videos you watch, the people you spend time with. All of this becomes part of your mental nutrition. And just like physical nutrition, it either makes you stronger or weaker. There's no neutral ground here. I made a decision years ago to go on a mental diet. I stopped reading newspapers that filled my mind with problems I couldn't solve. I stopped watching TV shows that made me feel angry or depressed. I stopped having conversations with people who only wanted to complain about life. Instead, I started feeding my mind with books written by successful people. I started listening to educational programs. I started having conversations about ideas and possibilities instead of problems and limitations. The change was remarkable. Within just a few weeks, I noticed that my thinking had become clearer and more positive. I was seeing opportunities that I had missed before. I was coming up with solutions instead of dwelling on problems. My energy level increased. My confidence grew, all because I changed what I was feeding my mind. I developed what I call mental discipline. These are simple practices that help me control my mind instead of letting my mind control me.
Because real strength isn't just about going hard when life's smooth. It's about showing up when life is messy. Consistency isn't built on perfection. It's built on persistence. Ask yourself, can I commit to a bare minimum version of my habit for the rough days? Could you still walk even if you can't run? Still write one sentence if you can't write a page. Still breathe deeply for 1 minute if meditation feels heavy. This is how resilience is formed. Not by crushing it every day, but by refusing to quit on the days you feel weakest. That's the art. Imperfect progress. Done faithfully. Number 4. Track, reflect, and adjust. You can't improve what you don't observe. That's why champions don't just grind blindly. They step back, measure, and adjust. Tracking isn't about obsession. It's about awareness. It gives you feedback. It reminds you of the journey. It turns invisible progress into visible proof. When you track your efforts, no matter how small, you activate accountability. A simple calendar with check marks, a journal with daily wins, or a weekly reflection session can reshape your momentum. Ask yourself, what habits have I been consistent with? Where have I been falling off? What patterns keep showing up? And what excuses keep sneaking in? When you reflect honestly, you course correct quickly. Review your progress weekly, adjust your approach monthly, and evaluate your growth quarterly. This process isn't rigid, it's responsive. The goal isn't perfection. It's intentional evolution. So don't just hustle. Track your hustle. That's how consistency becomes intelligence in motion. Number 5. Embrace boredom like a pro. One of the biggest reasons people fall off track, they get bored. The novelty wears off. The spark fades. And suddenly, the routine feels heavy. But champions, they train differently. They don't just tolerate boredom, they embrace it. They understand that true mastery is forged in repetition. They know the magic isn't in the new, it's in the done again. Ask yourself, can you stay loyal to the process when it's no longer exciting? Can you keep showing up even when the world isn't clapping? Most people quit not because it's too hard, but because it's too quiet. But champions thrive in silence. They find pride in the ordinary. They turn repetition into a rhythm and boredom into breakthrough. So don't chase excitement, chase execution. If you can learn to love the dull, you'll gain access to a level of greatness most people will never touch. That's the secret. Boring done boldly becomes brilliance. Number 6, forgive the misses, but don't repeat them. You will slip. You will miss a day. And that's okay. Life isn't perfect, and neither are you. But champions draw a hard line. One miss is a moment. Two in a row is a pattern. The goal isn't perfection, it's resilience. One missed workout doesn't destroy your fitness. But telling yourself I've already failed and quitting, that's the danger. Ask yourself, how do I respond when I mess up? Do I fall into shame and let it spiral? Or do I bounce back with purpose? Consistency is not about never falling. It's about rising every single time you do. Forgive the miss quickly, but never excuse it. Learn the lesson, adjust the routine, and get back on track immediately. Recovery is a skill, and the faster you rebound, the stronger you become.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.